going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Didn't go great for the Cardinals over the weekend. They dropped 2 of 3 to the Texas Rangers. And now it is time to bring in our sports fella, Matt Pauly, who is the host of the Redbird Rush Hour at 5 o'clock, whenever a Cardinals game does not interfere. So, like tonight, there's going to be Redbird Rush Hour. And then host the Sports Open Line and the pre- and post-game shows for the St. Louis Cardinals, who will be back at it on Tuesday, which is tomorrow. Matt Pauly, how you doing?
I'm good, but just so you know, here at Casa de Pauly in Chesterfield, it's 76 degrees.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Actually, yeah. That is true.
Sometimes the city's hotter than Chesterfield.
I mean, you guys were kind of bickering there about the current temperature, so I just wanted to add.
I don't think I was bickering. I think I was interrupted.
She was interrupted.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Because I didn't want to give out inaccurate information.
That's true. I'm glad that you got that correct information out there.
Well, assuming it's correct. At any rate.
What the hell happened this weekend?
Thank you for the update. Oh, yeah.
They gave up a lot of runs in 2 of the 3 games. That's the bottom line. It kind of got away from a couple guys who have been really good out of the bullpen yesterday. Matthew Liberatore was not as sharp as he normally is on Friday, and he ended up losing a couple games. But I'm not trying to make excuses or anything like that, but they went 500 on the road trip. What the old saying is, go 500 on the road, win your series at home, you're fine. So would have you liked to take 2 of 3 against the Rangers team that's not especially good? Yeah, sure. But they come back after a 500 road trip. I'm not going to get upset about that.
Yeah, someone's making excuses. If you said that on the post-game show, is that the reaction you would get from listeners? And
some
texters.
Yeah. Carrying water, being a homer.
Yeah, water boy.
Getting accused of, I get accused of working for the team.
Company man.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Even though I'm not an employee of the team, I get all that stuff.
But
that's
is
fine.
It,
you know, that's okay.
Is it darned if you do, darned if you don't? Like, if you're negative, do people say that you're a hater or not as much as people say you're a homer?
I bet that happens a lot less.
A lot less. Hmm. It doesn't not happen. I got it. One of the weirdest experiences I ever get is I'll be in this period of just being hammered by people telling me how I'm a homer and all this sort of stuff. And then I'll say something totally benign, oh, you know what? I would have considered taking this pitcher out. Just something so dumb and not consequential. And all of a sudden, I'll get a text message or something from somebody telling me how bad it is that I talk so poorly about the car. I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? So, yeah, when those things happen, all I can do is laugh.
I think that is the best. Because that's when you know you're probably doing it right. You know, if you get criticisms on both ends, hey, you're a homer or you're too critical. If you're getting both of those, you're probably in the right in the sweet spot.
Yeah, I would agree. And look, I tend to be a positive person. Mm-hmm. I look at things from a positive outlook. And that's part of
Though. Tom is Mr. Positivity.
He is Mr. Positivity.
Yep.
I do try to find the positives when there are positives to be there. There's not always positives to be there. So, like, going back to what we're just talking about right now, the positive of what just happened over the weekend was they at least won one so they could go 500 on the road trip, which in the big picture is perfectly fine.
Hey, Matt, I heard this on Sports on a Sunday Morning with Bernie Miklas and Tom Ackerman. Tell me if I heard it correctly, that people are critical of Ali Marmol, obviously, but he's got a better record over the first four seasons with the team than Tony La Russa did in his first four seasons.
Yeah, Bernie did that research the other day. He had texted that to Kevin or Kevin to me. I saw that on Friday after the Redbird rush hour, which is fun. Now, to be fair, Tony did not have a 72-win season under his belt the way Ali has. But from a big picture perspective, yes, it is true. Because, I mean, people forget, Tony came in 96, and they had that fantastic 96 season. That's probably my favorite Cardinals team of all time. That's the year where I sort of fell in love with baseball. But then they took a step back for a couple years before they really started rolling again. So I think sometimes people forget that when they think about the kind of the legend of Tony La Russa. And I mean, the amazing thing is I was listening to sports radio in those years. There was constant chatter for the Cardinals to fire La Russa.
Oh yeah.
Especially before he won a World Series.
He was
go back to California. You don't fit here. Yep. What is this? Like, people hated Tony La Russa until he finally won a World Series.
They were Cardinals fans, not all of them, but there were a lot of them who were all over him. And I knew it was because he wasn't Whitey. They were just upset that Whitey Herzog wasn't the manager, and they still, you know, longed for those days of the 80s. And it used to really irritate me because, like, the dude had been really good, and he had just, you know, he had success in Oakland, and it was like, give him time, man, you know, give this some time. But the teams that he had, the rosters at first just weren't very good, and then they got better.
Yockety did a fantastic job.
How did the rosters or the relative payroll compare to what Ollie's dealing with right now, which was, you know, openly kind of a transition season, right? Maybe they could trade Nolan Arenado if they could. They didn't. But how does this roster compare relatively to the teams that La Russa had?
Yeah, I think that's actually something Kevin Wheeler and I were talking about recently. We're talking more about, like, when they came in. And I don't think it's quite apples to apples, because when Ali came in, you still had Yachty around. You still had Wainwright. Obviously, Pujols would come back, where you had Ozzie Smith. But, the you know, Ozzie and Tony did not exactly see eye to eye on a whole lot of things. And there were some other, like, good players. I'm not trying to be dismissive of any of the really solid players on the 96 team. But from, like, a Hall of Fame, superstar caliber standpoint, it was Ozzie. So, where they're at, that was their beginning point. So I think Ali had an advantage that Tony did not have from a beginning point positioning. It's really hard to compare. Baseball is just so different now, and the way you build rosters and the way, you know, the trades that Walt Jocketty was able to pull off, that's not happening today. Like, baseball's just different. The money is different. There's so many things that are different. It's really hard to, you know, compare the two. But I do, at the same time, I appreciate the question, Amy, because I think you can get, you know, no matter how you answer it, I think it's an interesting thing to do, you know, the comparing of the situations that Tony and Ali have been put in and compare the two.
And you're talking about a lot. As you mentioned, money was completely different. Just from a historical perspective, 1993, their payroll was bottom five. By 1996, it was top 10. So they did start to commit more money. But again, at that time, like, the top payroll was mid-40s. Like, the best team, I think, was spending like $45 million total. You know, now the best payroll is over 300. So it's you know, the landscape of the sport is very different. But in terms of what the Cardinals spent, early 90s, not a whole lot. By the mid-90s, they were spending a lot more.
Yeah, and that's connected to when the DeWitts came in. They came in and they started spending, and They, for the most part, they have spent at a very respectable level. Obviously, the spending went back this year. I think it's going to move forward again. This team doesn't have to have a top five payroll. It's not going to have a top five payroll, but you can win a lot of games if you do things well. I mean, there's a lot of teams that have a lot of success. See Milwaukee, see Tampa. There's other teams as well, teams that are just really smart. So the Cardinals can, if they can spend a respectable amount of money while also finding a way to be one of the smarter organizations out there, which is the goal of Heim Bloom, they're going to be in a really, really good spot.
So, attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let me ask you about payroll. We're way ahead of ourselves. There's still 4 months left to go in the season. But do you think they start to inch payroll back up next offseason? Or do you think we're going to be around where they are now?
Yeah, I think a lot of that is dependent upon how this season ends up playing out, because if they keep playing baseball like they're playing right now, and if this team ends up in the postseason, then you can go into next year and say, okay, this can be a legit good team. We've got a bunch of core players. Now, where can we look to really upgrade? Not just incremental upgrades, but where can you find like legitimate upgrades for the roster to make them that much more? Now, if this team peters out and if this team ends up below 500 and doesn't make the postseason, then I think you come out of it and you say, well, you're still kind of going through this reset, this transition, whatever you want to call it. Heim Bloom's going to come in. The focus has got to be on drafting and developing and player development and that sort of thing. And maybe the payroll does not quite, maybe they're not quite ready to do that again. So I don't know what the timeline is on when they're going to start to push again. I do know it's, for me, it's really important that when they do start to push payroll again, they push payroll by going and finding impact players. I always mention Kyle Gibson and Lance Lynn, and it's not that I'm trying to beat up on those two guys because they had nice seasons and were good Cardinals. Lance Lynn, obviously a lot of history with the organization, but they went and spent 20-some-odd million dollars on a third and fourth starter. Go spend $20 million on a single guy because your third and fourth starters are being handled by players that you've developed and therefore are cost controlled. So that's what I think they need to be done with the days of signing kind of the mid-level free agents.
So the Cardinals come back home off day today, but tomorrow they will play against Kansas City. It is the first of a 9-game homestand, and this will be a tough homestand for them. Three good teams are coming in. Kansas City, the Dodgers will be here over the weekend, and then the Blue Jays starting on Monday. So this is thankfully they're at home for these, but this is a tough stretch here.
And we cool not to focus too much on Kansas City here, but they are calling up Jack Caglione, who is the number 10 prospect in all of baseball. He's their top prospect, so he's going to be making his major league debut in St. Louis. So that's going to be fun to see. So hopefully fans can, in addition to going out and seeing the Cardinals, go out and see a guy who's probably going to be a pretty good player here moving forward. But yeah, I think you look forward. This is a Kansas City team that the Cardinals are better than. That obviously doesn't mean that they're for sure going to beat them, but I think you go into that series with the feeling that you should be able to take two of three from them. The pitching matchups, I think, in many ways are advantageous to the Cardinals, especially the first two of the series. But then you mentioned the Dodgers, and the Dodgers are really, really, really good, and that's going to. But the Cardinals have been good against good teams this year, so. Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun to see. I think you kind of have all the pomp and circumstance that goes along with the I-70 series for a few days, and then you have a legit World Series contender coming in with the Dodgers.
All right, Redbird Rush Hour at 5 o'clock. Matt, and then Sports Open Line at 6?
Yep, so I'll be with folks tonight, 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
Anything in particular you want to tell everybody?
We're working on a couple things. Okay. I don't want to quite give it away yet. Just be tuned in.
All right.
Be surprised.
5 o'clock.
Surprised.
Oh, I love surprises.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, good. I can't wait. So, do I have to listen to get the surprise, or are you going to tell me about it first?
I'll probably say at some point. I got to promote it, but we're still putting things together.
5 o'clock, Redbird Rush Hour. 6 o'clock, Sports Open Line until 8. Live baseball / sports coverage here on KMOX with Matt Pauly. Thanks, dude.
You bet.
Yo, Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.